Welcome back to another episode from our podcast
Film Geek.
Today we're out in the nature, so I hope that background noises doesn't bother you guys. And like always, I'm not alone. I'm here with my bro Jeffrey and your boy Wallet. I'm gonna talk about the movie I Am Legend, founder director Francis Lawrence, who is known for sci-fi franchises like the movie trilogy The Hunger Games. First of all, how are we doing, Jeffrey? Are we excited about today's podcast?
Hey, Wallet. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. And yes, I'm absolutely pumped and thrilled about today's podcast episode. The opportunity to discuss the movie I Am Legend with you is truly exciting. I Am Legend is a film that has deeply impacted audiences, and I'm really excited to explore its captivating story, impressive performances, and thought-provoking themes with you. So let's dive in and make this podcast episode unforgettable.
That's the spirit I like to see. So I see how motivated you are about the movie, like me. Can you say to our audience some interesting facts about I Am Legend?
Absolutely, Walid. I'm excited to share some interesting facts about the movie I Am Legend with our amazing audience. So here we go. Did you know that I Am Legend is based on the 1954 novel of the same name by Richard Matheson? What? That's right. This post-apocalyptic masterpiece has its roots in a gripping book that captivated readers for decades. But here's another mind-blowing fact for you. Will Smith's portrayal of Dr. Robert Neville, the main character, required intense physical preparation. He underwent a rigorous workout regime and trained with Navy SEALs to convincingly portray the character's strength and agility. Talk about dedication.
Oh, that's tough, man. But I can see you're such a fanboy, but actually,
that's right.
I am too. That's why Will Smith wanted to adopt a dog in I Am Legend, you know that? But unfortunately, he couldn't because the dog owner didn't want to give him away.
That's a Will Smith we all know and love. And that's why he's the face of Hollywood.
That's true.
Now, before we dive into the captivating world of I Am Legend, I want to give Wallet a chance to share with you why we specifically chose this movie for today's podcast episode. So Wallet, over to you.
Thanks. First of all, I will tell you guys what is the movie is generally about. A virus turns humans into bloodthirsty vampires, and only a small part of the population, including former military scientist Robert Neville, the main character, is immune to the virus. As the only remaining human in Manhattan, he tries to find an antidote using his own blood. But he is, of course, not alone. Vampires wait until he makes a mistake. That was a small summary. The story world of I Am Legend is set in a post-apocalyptic world where the majority of humanity has been wiped out by a viral outbreak. The story takes place in New York City, which has turned most of the population into vampires, like creatures known as Darkseekers.
Oh, Wallet, you just dropped some serious knowledge about I Am Legend.
Thanks.
A post-apocalyptic world infested with vampire-like creatures, a lone survivor on a mission to find a cure, and the constant threat of danger lurking in the shadows. Now that's what I call an adrenaline-pumping storyline.
Whoa, man, so exciting. That's what I call a massive goosebumps. To get into more in the sci-fi franchises, can you tell the listeners what kind of dystopia the movie has?
Absolutely, Wallet. I Am Legend is packed with dystopian elements that add to its gripping storyline. So here is a breakdown of some key dystopian aspects in the film. First, we have the post-apocalyptic setting where the world is in ruins after a deadly virus wipes out most of humanity. It's a haunting landscape of abandoned buildings and overgrown streets, creating a sense of desolation.
Ooh, so scary.
The collapse of society is evident as well, with the majority of the population turned into vampire-like creatures known as Darkseekers. The sense of human connection and community has been shattered. Robert Neville, as the last survivor, experiences profound loneliness as he navigates through the remnants of a once thriving world. These dystopian elements, Wallet, create a dark and thought-provoking atmosphere in I Am Legend. They explore themes of isolation, survival, and the inherent danger of unchecked power. It's a fascinating portrayal of a world on the brink of collapse, where humanity's resilience is tested against overwhelming odds.
Whoa, man, so much impact. I see how important the movie is for you,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I can watch I Am Legend all the time and it will never be boring for me.
Yeah, I see, man. The most interesting part about I Am Legend is the main character, of course. In the movie, you can clearly see that his mental health is not very stable. Can you tell more about this character?
Of course, Walid. His name is Robert Neville, played by Will Smith, a well-known actor of Hollywood.
Yeah, man.
Some people find him likable, while others may have different opinions. Neville is a complex character who undergoes significant transformation throughout the movie. He faces emotional struggles and moral dilemmas in a post-apocalyptic world.
Wow, such a dark character development, man. I can feel his sadness. He's alone, he's very likable, and many people are struggling with loneliness and depression too. I like how he changed his behavior in the movie. Like, he's always on alarm mode. But many of you guys are here for the plot twist, so let's go.
So, let me tell you about the plot twist. The plot twist is actually the alternative ending.
What?
Yeah, which is shown in the books. It is where, instead of sacrificing himself in the end, Dr. Robert Neville, he realizes that the Darkseekers are not mindless monsters, but have developed a level of intelligence, capable of empathy. He discovers that the alpha male, whom he has been hunting, is actually seeking to save the life of a female Darkseeker that Neville had captured for his experiments.
That's tough, man.
While realizing his mistake, Neville releases the female Darkseeker and hands her over to the alpha male. He then uses his blood, the potential cure, as a bargaining tool to convince the alpha male to let them go unharmed. Mm-hmm. The alpha male, now holding the vial of Neville's blood, silently acknowledges Neville's gesture and leads the other Darkseekers away, leaving Neville unharmed. Neville, now aware of the Darkseeker's capacity for communication and compassion, comes to understand that he has been the monster in their eyes, experimenting on and killing their kind. He realizes that he is the legend, the boogeyman in their stories.
What a nice ending! But unfortunately, he sacrificed himself in the movie. But the fans are really upset with the ending because we like the alternate ending much more. And that's our opinion too.
Wow, that was an intense episode today. It was truly amazing to share our thoughts to our audience, and I hope you guys are satisfied with today's episode, and we will see you until the next time. Film Geek!